Orwell used to play in the field next to the wreck. And during the war, it was ploughed up as the war agriculture came around. So when the football restarted in the 40s, we played in the big meadow, as we call it, Fish's Lane. And one little incident, John Flack and myself, we used to have the job as young boys to get the pitch ready and put the nets and that up. And one day we hurried and got it all fixed up, as we thought, and had a kick about. But during the afternoon, when my brother was keeping goal, we hadn't put the bolt in the top of the crossbar connecting to the post, and the bar come down and hit him on the shoulder, and I got away quick. But everything went all right, and he recovered. Okay. They started a reserve team, and I played for them, of course. And then my first game for the first team was at the age of 13, which I then had a trial for Cambridgeshire, but I didn't pass the trial. But my mate at college, he got through in my place, so he was that much better. But in 1946-47, Orwell won the Willingham Cup, and I've got a trophy now, which they had put on age 15, which at the time I think was supposed to be young for anybody playing in adults' trophies. The first football, very popular, we used to have supporters booking their seats beginning of the year, because we had coaches, Carter's coaches, they used to take us to away games. When we had important matches, we had two or three coaches and that. But I was lucky and had a wonderful sports career. I got over 20 trophies, and in 1958 I had the proud honour of captain all in one of the greatest seasons in Cam's football. But I'm a bit disappointed in some things. But Orwell FC have done voluntary, in this village they've done a lot of voluntary work, and they built the pavilion, and I don't think it cost the village anything. The council gave money towards it on condition that we had public toilets, which we have. But the pavilion itself was built by the players, and the materials were given by Joe Brown Builders and Rayner and Bullen, and others contributed odd bags of cement and such like. Retired older members of the football, they done the emulsion and decorating. But I've been disappointed since, because the footings we put in them days was for a two-storey building, and the flat roof was only temporary, which I told the people when they said it was leaking, and they put a pitch roof on rather than carry up and have a two-storey club room. And then also it happened was the shed in the corner. I know it's been said it doesn't look very good, but there was a wooden shed there which the playgroup used to keep their equipment in, and it got burnt down one night. And something had to be done fairly quick. So we got together again and built it fairly quick. I couldn't spend in them days, I was travelling about, and I couldn't spend a lot of time on it. So I just gave the blocks, and the boys done most of it, and they got materials donated. And Mr. Preslin, who had the wood yard then, he donated the wood and the doors. And that's where we used to keep all our equipment. And at that time, we had mowers, and we used to cut and maintain the wreck. But now, then the council took over, and we gave the mowers away to Everston. And when Mr. Miller parted from the farm, Grove Farm, he offered to us whether we needed a piece more to extend the wreck. But the parish council were asked if they wished to have a piece more to extend the existing wreck, and They looked at it one Saturday afternoon when I was watching football, and I spoke to them, and the members said, Mr. Brown and some of the council, that they didn't think it was necessary because there's only one lot of people using the rec, and that was the football club, and there was plenty of room. I said, at that time, I said, well, we are the only ones at the moment, but it's no good. You ought to accept the offer. Let the farmer keep farming until it's required. Now come along was the tennis. And if Orwell FC progresses any more, like they're going now with leaps and bounds, they'll need a larger pitch and conditions. And I don't know where we're going to get the money to buy it now, but thanks to Chris Haynes and his band of helpers, football is now reviving in the village, and I hope it continues because it was the mainstay of Orwell years ago. Even the old ladies, 70 and 80s, they even used to turn out to watch. He said, we had crowds.
Thank you very much, Keith. That was lovely. Thank you. Very interesting.